So, yes, my name is Justine Hutchinson, and today I'm going to talk about a project that I did as a Cal EIS fellow at the California Department of Public Health. So large-scale wildfires are projected to increase in California under likely climate scenarios. Wildfire smoke is a complex mixture of gases and particles. And wildfire-derived particulate matter has been linked to adverse respiratory outcomes and, in some studies, to cardiovascular outcomes as well. Children, the elderly, and persons with chronic respiratory conditions are considered to be at increased risk. Large environmental health studies commonly analyze vital statistics as well as data from emergency departments and hospital discharges. However, the impacts of wildfires beyond mortality, hospitalization, and emergency department visits have seldom been studied. So the 2007 San Diego firestorm was a group of wildfires which ignited on and around October 21st, 2007. There were a couple of fatalities. An astounding 500,000 residents were evacuated. And also millions of residents were exposed to smoke. Medi-Cal is the California statewide Medicaid program, and this study characterizes the impact of the San Diego firestorm on the Medi-Cal population, which has a high proportion of children. So Medi-Cal billing records were obtained from the California Department of Healthcare Services. And that includes inpatient hospitalizations, emergency department visits, physician and clinic visits, and prescriptions. Episodes of care and respiratory and cardiovascular diagnoses were identified from the claims records. In addition to overall emergency department visits, hospitalizations, and doctor's office and clinic visits, we also analyzed visits by diagnosis. So a respiratory index included asthma, acute bronchitis, COPD, pneumonia, upper respiratory infections, and respiratory symptoms. And a cardiovascular index included ischemic heart disease, dysrhythmias, chronic heart failure, cerebrovascular disease, and peripheral vascular disease. A five-day countywide exposed period was defined based on modeled air quality data, and this five-day period also represented the peak of the event in terms of evacuations and road closures. We then calculated rate ratios by comparing the number of encounters in the exposed period to reference periods from preceding weeks. During the fire period, emergency department visits from all causes were equal to the reference periods, while those for respiratory diagnoses increased and those for asthma increased almost twofold. Those for cardiovascular diagnoses were unchanged. Office and clinic visits decreased. Those for respiratory diagnoses were unchanged from reference periods, and asthma increased. And inpatient hospitalizations overall decreased. Young children aged 0 to 4 were well represented in the data, making up 14% of emergency department visits and 22% of office and clinic visits. In this group, emergency department visits overall increased by 25%, while those for respiratory diagnoses increased by 70%. Office and clinic visits for respiratory diagnoses increased despite an overall decrease in office and clinic visits for the group. So in conclusion, we confirmed previous work that respiratory diagnoses, especially asthma, are an important consequence of wildfire events. The relationship between exposure to particulate matter and respiratory outcomes was then explored in a subsequent case control study. Patterns in use of care were altered, with fewer people obtaining care at doctor's offices and clinics, and the Medi-Cal data was particularly useful for assessing the impact of wildfire on young children. Thank you.
Thank you.